Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Blog Talk Radio Show on 6:30 every evening, Monday through Friday. And we cover a lot of topics in this show because we are not concerned with political correctness. This is a politically incorrect show. We're not concerned with media lies, media falsehoods, or political rhetoric of any kind. We're interested in getting at the truth and the facts, and we do so by the use of critical thinking, which functions on a level of print and books that matter and thoughts that matter, and not simply talk and talk and images, which is our present society, where all of us learn and come to learn nothing of value. Tonight I'm going to talk about a very important topic that has created a lot of confusion in thinking, and that is a topic is going to be on what is tradition, what it means, and is it good? It may be good, it also may be bad. So I think it's fair to say that some traditions have to be continually reexamined and found to be valid or invalid. Now, what I want to talk about tonight is, as I said, it's a politically incorrect show concerned with truth and facts. I myself am a Christian. I adhere to that particular mode of thinking entirely, 100%. I think it's true. I think it's the true faith. I'm not about to abandon it, and I don't think ultimately the world will abandon it, and Christianity will win out as a predominant thought force in the world. If not now, if not 10 years from now, if not 25 years from now, if not tomorrow. China will soon be the largest Christian country in the world, as well as there are many Christians in Pakistan and the Middle East, and North Africa, and Sub-Saharan Africa particularly. Now, in addition, I run two radio shows, a podcast show and a blog talk radio show, which are Christian orientation, but I welcome all faiths and thoughts and ideas and opinions. And over 4,400 people have visited my podcasts, which have been recorded, and many people from many countries visit this Blog Talk Radio Show: United Kingdom, Belgium, Germany, Bangladesh, India, Malaysia, Japan, etc. And of course, Saudi Arabia, which I'm pleased to say. By the way, many Muslims from Muslim countries and from mainland China visit these podcasts and this Blog Talk Radio Show. I also am a writer. I've written 10 books, and I have 4 more in process. And these books are religious Christian books. They sell quite widely to many, many colleges in the country and abroad. And I'm pleased to say they have been taken up by many institutions of higher learning, whether Yale or Harvard or University of Pennsylvania, whatever you might name, they have these books of mine. Next, I plan other books. I've just finished a book on the Psalms. I'm looking for a publisher. I'm planning and working on a book on the miracles in the Bible. And, of course, I'm working on a book of the sayings of Christ, which I'm putting together from my blogs of many years on these topics. I regularly have posted the parables interpretations from the parable of a book on the parables, which I wrote, on social media and my website and on academia.edu, as well as my blogs on the sayings of Christ, which I've also posted. That's as much as I get to say about what I've been up to lately, ladies and gentlemen. The important thing I want to do is to look at and understand tradition. Now, when people speak of the traditional, they're talking about the old and the boring. We're going to think of men, women, old men and women holding forth at great length of the good old days when men were men and women were women, and everybody knew their place. That's the old days. They maybe perfectly yearn for that as a tradition. The workplace was for men and church and kitchen for women. And in this traditional world, which maybe never existed, children respected their elders, blacks knew their place and always right with the world. So for many people, for some people, that's tradition. It's a negative myth and stereotype. of what may be meant by tradition and traditionals, and it's a caricature. Now, the traditional and traditional are much more than stereotypes, and there's good things about tradition. I think the tradition of the traditional family with a husband, wife, and children is good. And I think it glues society together and has done so for many past centuries. And I don't think this traditional home setup should not be solely seen as rejecting freedom. So I think that the traditional family is a good tradition. And although there are other forms of companionship, I think the traditional family is the best for bringing children into the world and nurturing them and having a family. However, for traditional thought has to be thought of as sort of the wisdom of many centuries, whether Oriental and Chinese throat. And it is the wisdom of many centuries, as I indicated, with the existence and permanence of the traditional family. And this traditional setup, however we may laud common law marriage and freedom of sexual action, and I don't think those things are good. I don't think they're workable. I think they bring about chaos. Many people don't like tradition, and they'd rather choose a common law marriage or freedom of sexual action in any direction. And they may even defy any kind of rules of any kind. But I think tradition has to do with the organization of society handed down from one succeeding generation to another, almost through kind of implicit thinkings. And I think that the tradition of the family, which based on the love and devotion of the parents and siblings, is good. Tradition is the inherited methods of by trial and error of what has come to be the success story. And I think the traditional family of love and commitment of a man to his wife and the children is a success story. So I think that tradition is good. Tradition endorses the love and commitment of a man to his wife. It's about a love relationship that nurtures and develops coming generations. So the traditional family, or this inherited system of setup, speaks of love of man for his wife, respect for the elderly, love for little children, and love for one's neighbors. And I think that the traditional setup in that sense of the family and children, rather than choosing sexual chaos, avoids that chaos and controls and chains rampant sex and passion to the one wife and family. So you might say, I think that the tradition of the traditional family, I think it's good. It's good for children. It's good for the family. It's an inherited, successful system of respect and love for both parties, man, woman, and children. And also tradition concerns itself with patriotism for the country and love for one's neighbors. These are all good traditions. Patriotism for the family and love for neighbors are good traditions. So they're good. Even though traditions are old and seem to be outmoded, they're really not. So tradition seeks to control and avoid the chaos of human passion and self-interest by instilling forms and rules of behavior and chains rampant sexuality and passion to one wife and one woman. But on the other hand, I have to say, it seems that tradition limits and barricades free sex. But in return for that, we gain a stable home and family. So in return for the free verse, so to speak, of Allen Ginsberg, we get the controlled sonnets of Shakespeare and the epic poetry of Milton. For the commune, where we could live, we gain the Gothic cathedral. So without tradition and the traditional, we're left with nothing but rampant freedom of action going nowhere. So let me talk about this a minute. just a second, that that I don't think a society based on chaos and complete freedom is workable. We must be controlled in our behavior in order to decide society for work. Otherwise, we're going to be like brutes and animals acting out of soul passion, and that's all. So when we control people with traditions, we have the traditional home and families, which channels our passions and feelings. So tradition has another good thing about it that I want to emphasize. It controls artistic and intellectual work to create lasting forms of beauty and creation. Tradition and the traditional gave us classical music and written work, and unlimited and limitless personal freedom is not good. Even though it looks good, it seems good, it begets a cold, alienated individuality. And free thinking is no thinking. Tradition brings order to the world and controls the chaos of our feelings and passions. However, I have to say this and end this little essay. And I think tradition is good, and the traditional family is irreplaceable. And I don't think we can live in a world of doing what you want and anything you want and having as much sex as you want. Don't think so. I think that brings about chaos and gets us nowhere. But I want to end this little essay with a word of we have to re-examine tradition every generation. Some traditions are good, and others have proved to be bad. Slavery was a basic function of American society until the mid-19th century, and maybe people justified it for business reasons and morality and tradition, and that the Africans were inferior, who were brought over. But slavery was a bad tradition, and it had its basis in genesis in the greed and desire for money and commercial interests. Slavery still exists in some parts of the world, and slavery, even though it was a set tradition, was reexamined and found to be wrong and eliminated. So that tradition was bad, and fortunately, we have been rid of it, and people are not as able to have slaves. In the West, they can't do it at all, and in other parts of the country, other parts of the world, they may do it, but I have a feeling it's dying out. Correctly, that tradition is bad. And another bad tradition was that women were received as property or chattels connected with their husbands. And that was based on the husbands, men as rulers, and as a result, society advanced. That tradition was proved to be bad and was gotten rid of. So I have to say that every tradition, whether that seems to be good, has to be reexamined and may be found to be bad. And in fact, quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, yes, some traditions are good and some are bad, and I think every tradition, every generation, has to reexamine that tradition and determine its validity. But I really think that tradition can be used as a justification for greed and evil and malice. So every tradition from every generation to generation has to be reexamined, has to be developed, and possibly discarded or examined to determine its truth and validity. So all traditions have to be reexamined and rethought out. And perhaps the current tradition and fad for sexual freedom must be examined and discarded at a future date as outmoded, just as the traditional family for some people has been outmoded, but I don't think it ever will be outmoded because I think it's a good tradition. And I think that the current fad for sexual freedom must be reexamined and possibly found to be bad. All I can say is that every tradition, as far as we take it from generation to generation, must be reexamined and found to be bad or found to be good or discarded or kept. and the present situation of the present fad for sexual freedom, that will probably at some point be reexamined and discarded for the traditional family, which is irreplaceable in my opinion. I think that a lot of traditions, as I said, have stood the test of time. And I don't think they should be gotten rid of. They could be the family, marriage, honoring your parents, or loving your neighbor. Monogamy, marriage, heterosexuality, honoring your parents. These are to be recommended and kept. And these are good traditions and will always withstand the destructive forces that we are continually assailed with to destroy them. So, yes, every tradition has to be reexamined, looked at carefully by each generation and found to be either good or bad. But I think the traditions, these traditions of the family, monogamy, marriage, heterosexuality, honoring your parents and loving your neighbor, these are good traditions and will be kept, having withstood the destructive forces that attack them, perhaps unfairly and incorrectly. So the tradition of slavery is bad, the tradition of women having no rights says is bad, but the tradition, essentially, of the traditional family will survive and is good. And I don't think the choice of unlimited personal feeling and sexuality will gain us anything at all. This little essay was taken from my book, Essays in the Christian Worldview, on pages 105 and 106. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk. And I may expand on it in a day or so and discuss the matter of tradition and how we can understand it and re-examine it and determine its truth and validity. Everything in life must be, every idea and thought, whether commercial or political, must be carefully examined as to its truth and validity. That is really the root of the problem. Re-examination, rethinking, and reconsideration of the facts and the truth of any system of thought of any or of any person you may know. So I hope you've enjoyed this little broadcast, and I will be in further touch on Monday with another broadcast, which I hope you'll enjoy. Bye.